Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going live to Northern California this morning and checking in with correspondent Alex Stone as the lights are out in much of Northern California for hundreds of thousands of customers. It's been over a day, right, Alex?
Yeah, that's right, Susan and Brian. Good morning. Big chunks of Northern California without power right now. A couple of million people don't have power. More was cut overnight in the San Jose, Santa Cruz area. And today the focus really turns toward Southern California. It's extremely dry. The Santa Ana winds are expected today. Many more people, potentially hundreds of thousands to millions more, are under threat of having their power turned off. And many folks are unhappy about it.
There has to be a better way than turn the power off for 5 days, because that's going to trash our economy.
But the power companies, Pacific Gas and Electric, Southern California Edison, they say they've got no choice.
This is not a decision that we take lightly. And we thank our customers and our communities for your patience.
And guys, today almost 70-mile-an-hour winds are possible in Southern California. Red flag warnings are up. There are even restrictions on where you can park a car in certain areas of L.A. today and tomorrow so fire engines can get in. It's being taken very seriously. Fire danger is extremely high, but a lot of folks still in the dark this morning, and it could be that way for a couple of days.
Yeah, a couple of days. Is there a reason why, even, you know, as some of these concerns about fire kind of go away, that some people would still be without power?
Yeah, the issue being that as part of this new program to cut the power when they think winds are going to come in, that first of all, they have to wait for the wind to die down, and it's still blowing right now. So until it does, they can't begin the process of getting the power back on. Then they have to go back out and inspect every unburied line inch by inch. They have to look at every aspect of it to make sure those lines weren't damaged in the wind, that no trees came down on them, that none of the lines came down. So if they re-energize them, then it just sparks a wildfire, and then they've got a problem right then. So the guess is that we're looking at maybe 4 to 5 days for them to go out with so many millions and such a huge area that's been turned off right now, that they've then got to go out and actually inspect every one of those lines. That's going to take a lot of time, and some folks could be out for a number of days. But, again, nobody's happy about it. This is not sustainable long term, but the power companies say this is all they can do right now.
Yeah, and are elected leaders agreeing with or questioning this strategy?
No, they're questioning it. Governor Gavin Newsom, this is one thing that Republicans agree with him on, that he is very critical of Pacific Gas and Electric, saying that this is their failure. This should have never happened, that this shows years of mismanagement, that they did not invest in infrastructure and fireproofing their lines, that there are so many other ways this could have been done, but it takes time, that now they're backed into a wall and there's nothing else that they can do. But the governor, local officials, many of the county officials, they say this is making matters worse. Yeah, you're preventing wildfires, but now people don't have any way to charge their medical equipment that they need for breathing and for any number of other things. Cell towers are beginning to fade away because backup battery is going away. You've got stoplights that are out. There are accidents in the streets. That all of this is creating these other issues that now they've got to deal with. So there's a lot of criticism that folks are saying there's got to be some other way to do this.
Alex, thank you for the updates. It's Alex Stone joining us in California where the lights are out.
Seems like a really chaotic situation now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.